Press any key to receive a text from us and start this conversation right now, or stay on the line and we'll answer your call as soon as we can.
Thank you for calling Sir Jewelers. This is Brooke.
Brooke, Bob from RDI. How you doing?
Good. Good win last night.
Yeah. You had a nice weekend, too.
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah. And my Yankees won their first game of the...
Oh, nice. Was that the first game or they won their first game?
No, that was their first game and they won the first game.
Oh, good.
Cleveland.
Nice.
It could be a Subway Series.
Oh, yeah, as long as the Dodgers don't win, I don't care who wins.
Yeah, the Dodgers are in it they had blown out the Mets on the first game, but then the Yankees, the Mets came back and won the second one.
Yeah, that was good.
That won pretty convincingly, so, yeah, the Mets are a feisty group.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, Josh was great. That pass he made running out of the end zone.
Oh, that was
across
insane.
His body. it was such a Josh pass with that kind
that
of
was
dip
insane.
Out of the ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Caught him in perfect stride, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just like, oh, my gosh.
It's funny. I'm watching the game right now. I've got the last 2 minutes of the game on. There's the NFL channel does a replay. And I just happened to see what was on there, and I'm watching. It's a point where Josh runs for the first down on third down to ice the game.
At the end of the game.
And you know that's what he was going to do, and yet they couldn't stop him anyways.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime Aaron Rodgers loses, it's a win for everybody.
Yeah. The head case, yep.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, watching Dallas get their ass handed to them.
Oh, my God.
That was great.
Handed.
What a beatdown. Holy smokes. And they just kept putting they had their foot on the pedal through the whole game. They didn't care how far they were. They just wanted to just kick their ass good.
Yeah. And on Jerry Jones' birthday, too.
I know. That was the best. 82 years old. It's my birthday. And he puts up a clunker like that for him. I think it was Stephen A. Smith said, I think they're trying to kill him.
He's the best.
I love when he comes in with the Dallas Cowboys and he puts on that big cowboy hat.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
It's the best. It's what I look forward to every Sunday.
Yep.
Every Monday.
It's the best. I'm not sure exactly why he hates them so much.
He had a girlfriend that was, like, at the time, the love of his life, and she broke up with him, like, on his birthday, and she was a big Cowboys fan.
Oh, really?
So he's hated the Cowboys ever since.
I didn't hear that story. That's funny.
Yeah, he did some interview with somebody, and that's what he said. And it was just like, that's awesome. He just hates them.
Yeah. Well, I do, too. I think the audacity of calling themselves America's team.
Right.
You know, and if nobody else makes any difference, you know, on a team that's had such a losing tradition for many, many years. And I think for like the last 30 or 40 years, they've been just losers, you know.
Yeah.
They'll kind of give you a tease early in the season, or they'll play really well during the regular season and fade as soon as it gets to the playoffs. It's just like, screw you and everybody who likes you.
Yeah. They're just the worst.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything you need?
No, I think we're all good. Let me just double check with Mike. Hold on one sec.
Sure.
Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, so?
Very good, thanks.
I've got a guy who is looking for a particular stone, like a 2.5 color radiant cut.
E?
Natural. E color, yes.
Yeah. Let me see what we got here.
Or potentially F. He's kind of hung up on it being VS.
VS radiant. Let me see what we've got here. Seems to think he meant something like that. What was I looking at earlier today? I have a 250 D as in David, SI1 radiant for 25,375. I've got a 250 F SI1 GIA for 21,063.
Those
are both rectangular.
Great.
Yeah, they're both rectangular.
How's the cut grade and fluorescence on the two of them?
Well, the D has got strong, so I know that for your dad, that's always an issue, but. With us, we don't buy diamonds that that fluoresce, you know, that look greasy or anything. So I know that some people see it like that, but we won't buy it if it looks bad because of the fluorescence. That said, we also have that FSI1, which has only got faint fluorescence. It's an excellent though too. So
okay.
Yeah, so that's a possibility. That one I think would be your better bet because it's actually a lot cheaper. And if you don't need the D, then I wouldn't bother with that one. But the FSA1 is 822 by 657, and it's like 80% square. So it's definitely a rectangular looking stone.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, he wants something a little more elongated.
Yeah, this is definitely elongated.
How's the inclusion on there? Do you got a?
Well, I'm looking at it under about 200 power magnification, and it's minimal on my screen.
Yeah. Would you
try that one?
Yeah. Could you send that one out to me?
I got to just make sure, supposedly in my New York City office, I got to just confirm it. I'll call you back if you're not getting it, but assume you're getting it unless I call you back.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. I'm not showing it till Saturday, so I've got a couple days. But
okay. Do me a favor. I guess Brooke told Lenny a week ago or 2 weeks ago that a check was going out for a past due, and we never got it. Can you just double check with with Brooke or your dad to find out if that was sent?
Got it. Yeah, I'll check with.
Okay.
I'll check with Brooke.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Sure thing, Bob.
All right. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.